Well, welcome to another edition of Tweet Talk Tuesday. This is where we go in depth and find out who the people are who are sending out the tweets. And today, very honored to feature Jessica Northeast. She joins me on the phone. Hi, Jessica.
Hi there, Wayne. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm Twitterific.
You must be. I've done a little bit of research on you because I'm following your tweets and you're keeping me informed of what's going on in the music business. But you are one of the more influential tweeters out there on the planet. I think you're in the top 500.
Oh, wow. You know what? There's so many of those big mega, there's different gauging and algorithms that calculate that.
Yep.
And I'll be honest, I'm not a techie. I come from radio and marketing, and I don't know what all that stuff means. I'm just happy when I move eyeballs. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, you must be doing something right. You've got 130,000 people following what you're saying on Twitter. How did you get into Twitter?
Oh, my goodness. Well, when I worked in radio, I was what you call the non-traditional revenue variety. That was my flavor.
Okay.
You know, when you're in radio, some people are good at selling car dealerships, some sell this. Well, I got into selling sponsorships and event packages and web initiatives, and it just seemed to be where I fit. Well, then what happened is, as you know, in radio, there's only, 60 minutes in an hour, so we have 9 to 15 units we can sell as a commercial. Everything else is non-spot or out of, out of commercial inventory. When we run out of inventory, we got to go figure out how to make more money, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I was the one always like, how about if we sell the DJ's back and put something on T-shirts and we'll sell his shoes and let's get him a car, but on the side of the car it's going to be a picture of, you know.
Yeah.
So I was that girl, the one that when you saw her come running, you're like, when you saw me, you wanted to go running, but at the same time, you're like, she's going to make me money.
Yeah, yeah. We love and we hate you because you're selling our soul.
Exactly. Well, I mean, and I was always trying to look for the right fit.
Yeah.
So, hello, MySpace, and that's what we got in. So we figured out, we had a loyal listener club, mm-hmm. which is like our own communities, which is very similar to what, you know, you do on Twitter or on a Facebook group page or a fan page. But we have these communities on our individual station websites. Then we expanded into how do we naturally use MySpace and pull people from MySpace over to the website. And then how do we integrate? Because if we've got 55,000 followers on MySpace, how do we use that to make money? You know, it's always about money for the radio station. But how do we use that to make money and, I mean, to make a difference for the clients, too, whether it's causes. And then we charge them for it.
Mm-hmm. Good thinking.
I took all that stuff, and then it was a natural integration into Twitter because I'd been on MySpace. Facebook was open out of the Ivy Leagues and anyone could join, I got on Facebook. I was on everything, Plurk, Plexo, Bebo, you name it. I was checking everything out, and I knew somebody was going to break through and there was going to be something that was going to shine more. And I remembered AOL and Yahoo and all that, and I knew not to put all my eggs in one basket. So as the picture painted itself, it seemed that I learned, Twitter is very similar to kind of the old radio days. You remember when they had lots of call-ins at night?
Yeah.
It reminds me of that when people are communicated and they throw stuff out and they're like, hey, this is Katie on the south side shouting out to everybody on the north side. And then, or, one of my funny friends here in Tucson said, yeah, you know what, Twitter reminds me of graffiti on walls. Cause one gang will come and write something and then the next gang will come and write. And I was like, oh. That's a good thought.
That's a good way of looking at it. Now, so how did you transition from that person who is, making money for radio stations to now building your own empire and speaking for, you go out, you're traveling, you're going into some major radio conferences.
I tell everybody all the time, I'm like, I had dumb luck. But at the end of the day, I think that I wanted to start an advertising agency or a text messaging agency, and I knew I had what it would take, and I knew enough about marketing, terrestrial radio. I sold TV. I worked in radio. I've sold print. I've done internet. So I know, every flavor that there is out there of advertising. And so what I was able to do is take all of that, add a little bit of PR, some promotions, which I actually, just kind of got, and the company made itself. I mean, I was writing for Full Throttle Country, just kind of doing like a every, you know, once a week, Finger Candy Friday, my take on something in social media and radio. Mm-hmm. And then I started talking, I don't know, just random people were like, hey, can you help us with social media? So I helped a bunch of people, like, free, you know, because I had been, like I said, delving into the mobile marketing and starting an agency. And I was doing a little bit of media buying for a couple people. And then I thought, you know, everyone's like, will you set up my fan page? Will you do, or, you know, this, will you set up my Twitter? And I thought, there's got to be money here somehow. Yeah. And then, you know, it, I had dumb luck. Like, and everyone's like, no, you did.
You made it happen. Calculated. Yeah.
Well, I just work hard. And I think that people are attracted to that thought of that. I do everything with a big heart, you know, like when I start out. And I've found that even when I sold advertising, whenever I took me out of it, and I always thought, if my client's making money, it's undoubtedly I was making money. So if I always stayed client-focused, because there was reps, and I was always one of the top-billing reps, and I was salesperson of the month all the time and salesperson of the year and la, 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 la. And they would sit and calculate their commissions, you know, towards the end of the month, and I was, they're like, how much did you make, Northy? And I'd be like, I don't know. You know, like, I'm not sure. I knew, you know, I'm a single person, and I always was making enough to, I'm like really simple person. As long as I got a roof over my head, you know, food in my belly, a car, my dog's got dog food, I'm pretty happy. You know, that's about it. I look complicated, but I'm not.
Okay, so give us your 1-minute seminar on how we use social media to better improve ourselves or to promote ourselves.
Well, I can do it really quickly. I call it Get a Grasp, and it's an acronym for GRASP, Goals, Reach, ABCs, Sociality, Promotion. First of all, define your goals, and you will manage your own expectations with any media you're doing. So if you have a definable, I want 5,000 of these widgets sold, and then reach. Everyone tells you, everyone's my client, but not everyone's your client. Maybe women 25-54, men 18-34. Narrow, target your audience. And then number three, set up your stuff aesthetically so that they can, it matches who you're trying to reach. Like for me, I go pink and I'm wild and I'm crazy, but that's my stuff and that's who I'm trying to go after. But my clients wouldn't necessarily use the same aesthetics as I did. And then what you're going to talk about, make sure it's stuff that's important to those people that you're trying to reach. I mean, it's just like if you're talking about ballerinas and you're selling golf stuff, it's not going to happen. So you just need to remember to be relevant and to make it matter to them and never be boring. And as far as promotion, put it on your business cards, put it on T-shirts. If you have a T-shirt you're making for something, follow us at bumper stickers, car decals, whatever you can. If whatever you're doing, it depends who you are and what you're trying to do, but I mean, it's like the radio, when you're making like powerful radio or becoming a powerful communicator, I love Valerie Geller, and she wrote the book, Creating Powerful Radio and Beyond Powerful Radio, and I'm a huge fan of hers. I'm actually featured in her new book, Go Me, but the cool thing is I love what she says. Tell the truth, make it matter, and never be boring. I live by that. That's what I do online. I'm like, I just tell the truth, I make it matter, and if it doesn't matter to you, it might matter to me, so if you don't like what I'm saying, don't follow me, right?
Yeah.
And I'm never boring, I think.
This is the magic of Tweet Talk Tuesday. We go behind, we find out who the people are, and Jessica, you've just done a great job, and I thank you so much for your time and being part of the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
My guest again for Tweet Talk Tuesday, Jessica Northy. It's North E-Y is how you say it. Find her on Twitter, follow her, become a fan. We'll be back again next week with more Tweet Talk Tuesday.